when you go for something, just because you get a no, that just means not right now. And you know what it truly, what I've learned in my life, it means you got a little more learning to do. You got a little more shaping to be.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Raised in very humble beginnings in a super impoverished neighborhood in Philadelphia, Leah Valencia Key lived in a homeless shelter with her mother, sister, and brother. Even in such dark times, her mom told her, "Your predicament does not determine your destiny." She encouraged Leah to never leave the house without wearing her sparkling earrings because they would serve as the reminders of her light within. I saw Leah speak at a virtual event and hoped one day I could share the Gold Digger stage with her. And today is that day. Leah shares her story from the challenging beginnings to the highs and lows since. We dig into the challenges and successes of starting her own jewelry brand, and she speaks about the power of choosing perseverance. Here she is to shine her undeniable light, Leah Valencia Key. Thanks to Storyworth for supporting Gold Digger. Give your mom the most meaningful gift this year and get started right away without the need for shipping by going to storyworth.com/golddigger to get $10 off your first purchase. Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting the Gold Digger podcast. For 10% off your first month, go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/golddigger. Start living a better life today. All right, Leah Valencia Key, welcome to the Gold Digger podcast. I'm so excited to interview you today.
I'm so excited, overwhelmed, overjoyed to be here. Thank you, Jenna, like with all my heart.
Yes. So I have to give people a quick background story. So I have heard about you for such a long time through our mutual friend, Jamie Kern Lima, but I got to experience your essence during Jamie's book launch event. And I just told you this offline, but both me and my husband were watching you speak and our eyes met across the room. And like, we were both just teary eyed and we were like, wow. And so I am just so excited that I get the honor of asking you the questions today and sitting here getting to listen to you. So this is going to be such an incredible episode.
That is so good. When I hear that story, like my heart literally starts dancing. So thank you.
We're going to dance together today. So for people that have never heard of you or they don't know how incredible you are, tell me your story, because your story was one that literally just pulled at my heartstrings. And it also just painted this picture of possibility, no matter where anyone finds themselves in their life. And so talk me through, who is Leah Valencia Key and how did she get to where she is today?
Oh, thank you for allowing me to share my story to any heart that's listening. It is so wonderful to have a journey that starts like mine's in super, super humble beginnings. And through the power of choice and the power of believing, just being a light to show that all things are truly possible. So, Jenna, I love sharing that I come and was born in the most roughest, poorest neighborhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'd love to give a visual of what that neighborhood looks like. It's trash riddling the streets. It's abandoned homes. It's drug transactions on every corner, violence breaking out in the streets. And this is where I was born. Mm-hmm. So we lived, my mother, I love to describe my mother as one of the most intelligent women that I know. I no longer have my mother with me, but she was truly paralyzed by fear. And she had myself, my sister, and my brother. Through her fear, she still could push through and share to her children these beautiful nuggets, which I believe is my purpose on earth, to share how you can know that your predicament does not determine your destiny. Mm. I was raised in this really poor environment, but we went from poverty to destitute when my mother broke her leg in three places. I remember so vividly because we were walking, my mother was taking us back from school, and we get to the apartment, and we lived in this one basement apartment, one room, and we get to the door, and there's a padlock on the door. At that moment, we were destitute. All of our items were locked in. We had nothing. But on top of that, we actually had no home, no place to go. And all my mother could think to do, I get emotional when I even think about it, is just tell us, okay, let's just ride public transportation, because she had nowhere to take her children. I saw the most pain that I've ever seen in someone's life in my mother's eyes at that moment. We rode on this bus. I expressed this vividly because time just seemed like it never ended, because we were riding on this bus back and forth with no place to go until the bus driver had to come back, the transportation, and ask my mother, ma'am, I see you haven't moved. Is there something wrong? And with the most pain-stricken, painful tears, she bust out in tears to the bus driver and said, we have no place to go. And that was the moment that we were transported to a women's homeless shelter. And we lived in this woman's homeless shelter for years. To describe the homeless shelter, it is sadly a place of hopelessness. It was a big room at the gym size, and mothers were holding their kids, crying and screaming. And so much was happening around us that my mother looked at us, and this is where the lights start to click for me. She looked at her children directly in our eyes, and she said, this predicament does not determine your destiny. Mm. And I was super young at this age, but those words really permeated my heart, because I didn't truly understand what she was saying, but I felt some light in my spirit through all of this pain. But through all this that we were around, there was so much negativity. I like to call myself Little Leah. Little Leah started to misbehave and follow the environment that I was in. So I was failing in school and everything. And one day I'm coming back to the homeless shelter, and my mother, this is where I love to say that the light was turned on by my lovely mother. She stopped me at this door and she said, Leah, do you want to be a follower or do you want to be a leader? To give you a kind of idea of what age I was, I think I was in about fifth grade. So I'm super young and I'm not really understanding what she's saying. And she looks at me and she goes deeper and she says, because right now, Leah, you're following your environment. And when you follow your environment, you are going to become what you see. Or Leah, you can choose. You can choose to lead beyond the predicament and dream beyond what you see and find the light and choose your destiny, Leah. And then she said, you choose. And she left it there. I love saying drop the mic, because there was nothing else. She just walked away. And in fifth grade, I feel it's magical that that light was like, oh my goodness, I can choose. I have the power to choose. I don't have to be what I see. So instantly I started choosing my life. I started to go back to school. The next day I asked my teacher for help. I got on honor roll. I became the first person to go to college and graduate college, Jenna. And I just started to choose. I like to say, I thought I was choosing these things, but I was actually choosing my life. I was actually choosing light. I was actually choosing joy, and I was choosing my destiny. So I love that story just to show that we have the power to truly choose. And it is hard, but if you believe in it, you can choose your way out of a hard predicament.
Yes. You know, when I heard you speak about your mother and just, the amount of love that you have for her and the amount of strength that she possessed. Yes. One of my favorite things that she told you was to never leave the house without wearing your sparkly earrings. Yes. Tell me that piece of the story, because I feel like that had to have shaped your journey to where I find you today.
When you said those words, I got chills, because it's beautiful to hear it back, because it reminds me that. So as I was choosing, Jenna, like, I was choosing this light, and I was just radiating in this joy, because I understood that I could define my destiny. And now, before my mother left this earth, I vividly remember her looking in my eyes again, and she said, I get emotional when I think about it. She said, Leah, wow, you are radiating. You have so much light and greatness inside of you, Leah. And then she gave me these little tube earrings, and she said, Leah, wear your earrings every day, and let your earrings be a reminder of the sparkle and the light and the greatness inside of you. And that was so beautiful to me, because at that moment, I was able to connect these symbolisms, right? You know, you have what's inside of you, right? But what keeps you going through the hard times? It's beautiful symbolisms. It's beautiful words. It's beautiful moments that you can wear on your body to say, I do have light inside of me, and I can continuously choose to shine them. And that was the moment I started hand sketching. I honestly start hand sketching jewelry as this therapy for me, because what other journeys of life can I radiate in the form of these wearable symbols? And I start to just create this, like, this book and sketchbook of jewelry that symbolize life and its journey and the greatness that we can be and how we can wear these just to remind us. And that really was the start of my passion for knowing that if we wear things that symbolize greatness, it can always kick us back in when times get truly rough. And like me, I lost my mother at such a young age, right? So I no longer had her words, but I had these pieces of jewelry and symbolism to remind me what those messages meant every time physically.
So talk to me about how this journey of a sketchbook, how your imagination's running, you kind of have your mom's almost permission to dream bigger. What happened between the sketchbook to this booming business that places these incredible pieces of jewelry into people's lives for their own form of symbolism and hope and light?
Oh, yes. So we know the journey's rough, right? And yes. I love being real, because I know when people talk, and this is a magical opportunity just to be with you in your presence, right? But I want to share to everyone that you don't have to be at a big business or your biggest dream to still radiate. I'm still a one person small business, like, struggling to make this happen. But what I have done was I've been able to choose the light inside of me to guide me where I want to go. And so what that means is I took a lot of different journeys to get to create Valencia Key Jewelry. I knew that art was my passion, right? As I'm hand sketching, that just inspired this artistic way. So I'm like, okay, well, what is my first thing that I can do? I got my master's in education, but that truly wasn't my joy, right? And so I started to choose myself. And myself said, find the art in life and live it abundantly. And my first stop was actually, fun fact, cosmetology. So with a master's degree, I hope I'm inspiring someone to know you can have these big dreams, but your path can take many avenues to get you to your dream. And one of my paths was cosmetology. So I'm sweeping. I had to go get a cosmetology license with a master's. So you can always reset. I think that's a really powerful message. It's okay to go back, to come back up in life. I start to sweep salon floors to learn the cosmetology industry once I got my license. And I knew that I wanted to
work in an environment of people of QVC. I just knew QVC is the largest home shopping network TV, right? And I knew there was 24-hour art and greatness there. So my heart was set on that, but I got denied many a times when I tried to apply. So I hope I encourage someone to say, when you go for something, just because you get a no, that just means not right now. And you know what it truly, what I've learned in my life, it means you got a little more learning to do. You got a little more shaping to be. And so I shaped more. And I finally, after 5 years, Nina, got into QVC as a hairstylist and makeup artist. But me tell you, that was the second light that was turned on in my life. I was surrounded. So remember, I had this sketchbook, right, of jewelry of my mother, just honestly as a hobby for my joy and my comfort. But I get into QVC and now I'm styling hosts that are making people's dreams come true, right? And then I'm meeting and styling founders that have a dream and have a gift to the world. And they are literally walking in their purpose, giving their greatness to the world. And I'm surrounded by this now. And two lights that I have to say, there are so many lights in QVC that I've been blessed to be connected with, but two that have truly changed my life is Vicky Tsai, founder of Tatcha Skincare, and Jamie Kern Lima, co-founder of IT Cosmetics. These two beautiful women, I call them my earth angels, met my heart and they took me under their wing. And at that moment, we literally traveled the world and they brought me into places. They just welcomed me into the room and showed me what was possible. And they just showed me that if you have a gift, no matter if it's through skincare or makeup, when you put that gift in the hands of people, it can literally become life changing for them. So I start to see, oh, my God, all things really are possible. So I decided, well, I've had this sketchbook and I know that my gift to the world is creating these wearable pieces that inspire the greatness inside of you. And it's so funny because my middle name is Valencia and my last name is Key. So as I knew that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this journey. I'm going to jump out on faith and I'm just going to go for it. I realized that my middle name, Valencia, means brave and Key is a symbolism of unlocking. Yes. So I knew that my purpose to creating this jewelry, my gift to the world, was to create these pieces that helped unlock your bravery, unlock your light, unlock your joy, so that you can persevere to your true destiny. Because that's what my whole life journey has truly been up until this point. And I knew that this can be life changing for so many women who needed that. Like, I had the blessing to be around Jamie Kern Lima, right? And be inspired by the light. But how about we get this light into so many hands so that we know that we're connected as a community and that we can shine so bright that we inspire others to shine. So I went out, I got on Google. I want to tell you too, nothing fancy about how I started this business, okay? Because I only knew cosmetology at that time and I had a sketchbook. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? So Google was my friend. I Googled manufacturers, right? I Googled, how do I take hand sketch drawings to create actual jewelry pieces? And Google really gave me some search engines. I jumped on a plane and I went to all of these different manufacturers to meet in person and tell, because when you're really small, these manufacturers don't want to take a chance on you, right? Because you can't order big quantities. But I tell you, if you lead with love and you lead with joy and you have a true purpose, somebody will see that light and take a chance on you. And one manufacturer said, this is normally what they don't do, but they took me on as a small business and they took my hand sketches and they agreed to work with me to create my wearable joy in the form of jewelry.
And that's how I actually made my first piece, just going out and meeting people. And then it literally, I wore it. And people start to see what my heart was mission to do. And it starts to really spread like word of mouth.
So I am lucky enough to own a piece of Valencia key jewelry. And I was telling you, my daughter has the little bag that it comes in that says beautiful fluorescent yellow. And Coco treats it like it's her purse. Like she loves it. And so I sent you that photo of her walking around with it like a little fancy girl. I want to know. So you start creating this jewelry. Now, one of the things that I love the most about where you're at in this journey, because it's not where you're going, your destination is still ahead of you, but where you are at is so relatable. And I love when you're like, hi guys, when you order, like I'm the one packaging and shipping and doing this. Walk me through what it's like to wear all the hats right now and how you're managing to do that, because so many entrepreneurs can relate.
Yes, I love where I'm at. So I want to encourage everyone. I know we have big, big dreams, but I really believe the only way big dreams happen is to really embrace and pay homage and be comfortable and be bold in the position that you are at right now, right? And so when you can really focus on your right now, then the rest will grow because that passion is being poured into it. Let me tell you, small business entrepreneurship is hard. And I know everyone who's listening can feel me on this. Like,
yes.
I'm a web designer.
I'm a social media manager.
Social media on two platforms. I'm a packing shipping expert. I'm marketing. I am everything. But you know, it's so really interesting because again, it's the power to choose. I love to say this message. So when you wear my jewelry, know that when you're wearing it, it is this inspiration that you look at and it's like, if Leah can come from homeless to the most poverty stricken situation, for me to be able to tangibly wear this piece, and she's physically doing everything in the business to make this happen, then whatever my dream is, it's truly possible. And the way that I'm able to keep up is through passion, love, and prayer. And I know it sounds cheesy, right? But if I didn't, because I, Jenna, I quit every day in my head. Like, because of the hardships. And I know people like to hear like a beautiful story. Like, you know, I just keep going and it's not hard. No, it's really hard. And as a human, I quit because I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. But as a soul and as a heart, and because the core of my mission is to serve through love and inspiration. And I know when people get this home, that they are going to be inspired to unlock their greatness. Yeah. And that if I have to sacrifice to change someone else's life in the most smallest way, then I will keep getting up every time I fall. I will keep managing a million different things every time it gets hard. And I'm okay to make mistakes. And I think it's really important for us to be human and give ourselves grace. When you're growing, you have to do every hit. And I think it's really important for you to do every hit. So when one day you're blessed to become big, you know what the job entails, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that, oh, no. I know this is possible because in my really small form, I was able to do it. So now you on this big form, you can do it triple times, right? If you're handing these things off and other people are doing them for you, you truly don't have your DNA encrusted in the brand and in the business. So I encourage everyone to be okay with failure and be okay with making mistakes, because people who see you trying hard will give you grace. I'm telling you, I'm making mistakes every day through this business. I get emotional thinking about it. But when people know my love and they know that I have a passion to serve, people show up for me and say, you know what? That's okay, Leah. Here's how you do it. Try again. Or, hey, Leah, let me help you out. I have a friend named Jill. She jumps in on my business
Instagram and say, hey, Leah, let me just help you out on that. Hey, let me help you. So you put that hard work in, and earth angels, I love to call it, will show up for you in your now.
Isolation and loneliness, stress, self-doubt, fear. Entrepreneurship can present challenging mental health mountains to climb. If these challenges are impacting your happiness or your ability to achieve your goals, try BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment and start in under 48 hours, all without ever having to sit in a waiting room or changing out of your work from home uniform. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions and send a message to your counselor anytime. If depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, family conflicts, or other challenges are impacting your ability to show up as your best self, turn to BetterHelp. Start living a happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/golddigger. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/golddigger for 10% off your first month. Thanks, BetterHelp. When was the last time you asked your mom or that maternal figure in your life about her life? Who had the most positive influence on you as a child? What simple pleasures of life do you truly enjoy? How has your life turned out differently than you imagined it would? I've had the privilege of hearing my mom's answers to these questions over the last year thanks to Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps your mom, grandmother, mother-in-law, or any maternal figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and their personal thoughts. It's a fun new way to connect, especially if you can't be together in person. Every week, Storyworth emails your mom a different story prompt. The answers arrive like sweet little letters in your email inbox as she answers. After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your mom's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. Give your mom the most meaningful gift this Mother's Day with Storyworth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/golddigger. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/golddigger for $10 off. So incredible. And your QVC journey did not stop in just meeting incredible founders. It did not stop in the cosmetology side of things. Tell me what happened as this journey unfolded for you.
Okay. So now I have actual tangible pieces and I'm radiating. And so one message I love to share to anyone listening is when you believe in something so passionately, it is important to live that fully for every facet of your life, because then it actually has power. What I mean by that is my mission is joy and light to radiate. I live that every day. I show up in joy every day. Even when I have the most challenging times, I show up for it. And people start to catch that. The second thing I want to share is when you have a major dream, it is important, most important, to speak that dream out into the atmosphere. But what I must share and say, please do not speak it out in expectation for anyone to help you or give you anything. This is your dream and this is your passion. But when you speak it out into the atmosphere, what it does is, I believe Bob Goff, he's an amazing heart that inspires so many, right? Yes. Jamie blessed me to be with her and we did dream big together. Oh my gosh. I promise you, I think that was another unlocking moment. But what Bob Goff was sharing was that when you speak your dream out into the atmosphere, it conspires to the world. I believe in God, but it gives your dreams the wings to fly. Meaning you don't ask anyone to do anything, but you're placing it in the world. And what Bob Goff said is our human genetic makeup is to conspire to help people and help people make dreams happen. But what it does is, so as you're speaking it out into the atmosphere and someone's listening,
it just plants the seed in their heart of your dreams. It plants the seed in the world of your dreams. So that's what I do in everything. So I just start to share, oh my God, my jewelry is here. So many amazing people are wearing it. My dream, dream, dream is to be on QVC. And the reason why I wanted to be on QVC was because this is not just jewelry. This is a mission. This is a love and it's a light and it has a message that has to shine because you need to understand the message so you can have the power when you wear it. And yeah. QVC is one of the only places that gives you a voice to share that love and that message. So don't you know, I told people for at least years that I wanted to have my jewelry on QVC. Now, about 2-3 years later, I get a text from one of my friends and my friend says, Leah, you've been saying you want to be on QVC because I want you to understand that QVC is different worlds. It's huge. Just because I'm a styling in a salon, I have no connection to on-air branding and buying. I have no connection. This is like a whole different world, right? So I'm just as far as the average person to want my business to be a part of QVC. But one of my friends that I had spoken out into the world in one of my random conversations, we could be talking about popcorn and I bust out with, I want my jewelry to be on QVC. And they're like, okay, okay, got it, got it. So this one day she texts me, Leah, QVC is having a big fine competition for small brands. You have to apply. So listen, everyone, I've been speaking this out, but you know, when it gets real and the opportunities come, we always do what? Self-select and guess, right? So I see this text message and I'm like, oh, I'm not ready. So I put it down. I love God and everyone, whoever you believe in, there's a higher power that will keep bringing things back to you that is meant for you. So 3 days later, I promise you, this same text message comes in from another friend, totally separate from this. And it says the same words, Leah, QVC is having a big fine competition. You've been saying this forever. You've got to apply. I look at the text message and I'm like, oh God, okay, I'm totally not ready, but you're saying go for it. So I go for this competition with 1000% love and passion. I find my friends come with me and we find a yellow field of flowers and I'm running my hand over yellow field of flowers as they're zooming in on my rings. I'm jumping up and down. Now, mind you, I've been watching QVC for like 8 years, right? So yes. I do a mini QVC sell to show how you put the toggle through and it's decor from the front and from the back. And then I get a callback. And then I get a second callback and I get a third callback. But I say to myself, so also I want to share to everyone, when these big opportunities happen, do find also comfort in the possibility that your ultimate dream, meaning me winning that competition, may not happen right now. So I had told my heart that, heart, even if you don't make this competition, I know that all of this is a sign that one day you will be on QVC. So I encourage anyone who is going out for something or dreaming out about something and it's a no or it's a not right now, please know that that's not the end all. It just means it's going to happen. So keep pushing towards it. So I keep pushing through every audition and I win one of the big fine competitions to be a big fine jewelry brand on QVC. And that was February of last year. What?
Oh my gosh. What was it like to like have a dream come true in such a super tangible way?
Wow. It first of all, it's all ugly cries and tears. Like you're so happy, all you could do is cry. That's the first thing. And then secondly, it's more power to what my mission of Valencia Key Jewelry is. I'm grateful because it shows the world that all things are truly possible. Like if this young lady can keep pushing and keep choosing, all things are possible. And I realize that it's not isolated for just Leah. Jenna, you live your dreams out every day. And Jamie lives her dreams out every day. This is not just a dream thing for us. It's a we thing. And our heart is to inspire others. When you wear Valencia Key jewelry, it's to say, yes, you can. And so winning that competition to me was not just a win for me. It was a win for every heart in the Valencia Key family. I call us family. You're my family, Jenna, wearing the bracelet, because it's that heart to say, oh, all things are possible, and let's keep going and let's keep radiating. Yes, fall, but get back up, because your dreams are there for you and they will come true. So I'm still speechless.
I have to know, you know, Jamie came on this show and shared about her experience, her first experience on QVC, and just how exciting and terrifying, and you see the clock ticking and all of these things. What was it like to be on that side of the camera for you? And, you know, you have a certain amount of time to get your mission and your message and your products out. Like, what was that like?
When I say so scary, like I had, I think, 6 or 7 minutes.
Wow.
And in 6 or 7 minutes, because this is a mission thing, right? So I always say, I'm not here selling jewelry. As soon as we start selling, I am done. I am here gifting love, gifting possibility, gifting joy, gifting dreams. And so how do I get that message out in 6 minutes, right? I was so nervous. Plus, I'm always extra excited. So sometimes my extra excitement can be distracting because I want to scream for 3 of those minutes, right? So I had to tighten myself up, right? And say, okay, Leah, scream for a half minute and then go into the love that you have for everyone, right? And it was just really a moment of pour your heart out. And I knew that I had actually 6 minutes per item. There are 3 items went up, a bracelet, an earring, and a necklace. So total, anybody who does math, I don't know, 18 minutes. Thank you. 18 minutes total, right? To show 3 pieces, show the craftsmanship too, right? Because yes, the mission is where it is, starts and lives, but it's the craftsmanship. It's the stainless steel quality. It's the durability. It's the functionality. And what I just said was, okay, Leah, go for it and let it all roll out your mouth and prayerfully you touch your heart. So yes. I blacked out, long story short, and woke up 20 minutes later, like, what just happened?
Oh, my goodness.
But the hosts are really awesome. What I do love is the host will guide you through. So the host, if she sees that I'm talking more about mission and not about quality, she would tap in and kind of speak to quality so that I could jump back on that quality. But you know what was one of the most beautiful things? When I got off set, and this was probably so illegal because the set is supposed to be empty and quiet, I literally had 20 to 30 people in the studio bawling in tears because I've been there for so many years just radiating light, and to see a dream come true, they all just showed up for me and showed me so much love. And so I knew it didn't matter what the numbers said, that my mission is being received in such a big way. And so Valencia Key is truly, I'm sorry, I'm crying. I get emotional.
No.
Valencia Key is a love brand. If anything, if we could title it anything, it's a brand of love, and it's a brand to help people be their best self through the power of love. I get emotional. Sorry, guys.
No, you know, first off, entrepreneurship is one heck of an emotional roller coaster one warned us about before getting on, right?
But you know what? Jamie would ask, like, Leah, you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Are you sure? Like, okay.
I don't know. I won't know till I'm there, right? I feel like that's how it goes. I need to know, I mean, from a logistical standpoint, here I am thinking about you you. My nerdy brain is like, Leah's the one doing all of this.
Yeah.
How did you prepare for QVC as a one woman show?
Oh,
and even know, like, I mean, you have to kind of fund those orders and you're kind of taking chances. And like, I mean, there's a lot of risk and reward involved in that.
Oh, it's so much risk. And I must be honest that everything is through blessings of earth angels. People just showed up in help ways. So I had to pack all the boxes myself. I didn't like, wow. You have to figure out the logistics of everything. I need to tell everybody, everything that you want to do is going to be challenging. Well, what is it worth to get through the weeds? Do you scrape your elbows? Do you get pricked? Absolutely. So I was determined to figure out, because quality is so important for QVC, which I love. Yeah. So there's a high quality control whole process before your items can even get to on air. So I had to figure that out. I had to learn what quality control was, how to find labs and all of these things. So I encourage everyone who is on a journey of dreaming, be committed to be a lifetime learner.
Yeah.
And don't embrace these things that you don't know as a challenge. Embrace it. One of my loving friends, Toy Sweeney, she's awesome, says, embrace the challenge as an adventure. Oh, how powerful is that, right? So when I get in front of, like, I don't know how to do QA. Well, let's go on this adventure together, right? And let's find out the weeds. And then my friends, once I'm doing the work, when people see you doing the work, they will show up. My friend said, hey, Leah, do you need help packing boxes? We packed all these boxes, just a friend party, quality control and everything, white gloves, me and my friends packing everything. And me, I work. I actually still work because I have to fund this. I'm self-funded. So I am out here working beautifully. Thank the Lord. I've been with Tatcha Skincare since I've been at QVC. Vicky has been my light with that. And I work with Tatcha, like for real, have a whole nother job to support this dream and mission that I want to get to the world. So I have literally, Jenna, everything on the line here.
Yeah.
It's all me on the line and I'm okay with that. And I love it because I know if I touch just one heart, if I turn the light on for one soul, that's a generation that I can totally touch, right? And then if that multiplies and we all radiate this Valencia Key light, do you know how we can be changing people in such a beautiful way? So I'm willing to sacrifice that. And I'm grateful for all my earth angels who just help me in the ways that they can. It's such a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful. And I think that you and Jamie and so many other women really paved the way for true community and for really, you know, championing one another in every form of the word. You champion Jamie so hard just in the way that she champions you. And I think that we need more of that and we need more reminders and examples of what that looks like.
Yes. What I love about Jamie, when I met Jamie years ago, her heart, everyone, is so loving. She saw my heart and she saw the light inside of me. And she just brought me with, she said, come on with me. Like, just let's go. You know, like I'm going to welcome you into places and I'm just going to expose you. Do you know exposure is power? Like, she unlocked the power and the light inside of me just by loving me so much to expose me to so many beautiful things. And I'm so grateful for Jamie as an earth angel in my life because it shows how powerful love and how transformative love truly is to a life, right? Jamie pours so much love into me that then I can know that it's possible for me and then my life is transformed. And I pray and pour into Jamie to believe I love her so much that her life, and we give that to everyone. So when we meet someone, it's not isolated to friendships. If you meet me, I tell you I love you, and it may seem awkward initially, but the reason why I say that is because it holds me accountable for how I'm supposed to treat you. So everyone that I connect with, I love you. And so when I love you, I'm going to shine my light into you so that you can shine to your destiny just as much as I'm going to shine to mine. And that's the beauty of what Jamie has showed me in such a beautiful, big way. I'm humbly grateful.
So as we close out, I want to know, what is your guidance for women who are maybe inside of a predicament or a life circumstance, a challenge, maybe a dark season, and they haven't yet found their way out?
Yes. One thing I want to share is please believe. I love Jamie's book, Believe It, because that is so powerful. When you are in a circumstance, you don't even know what's possible beyond where you are. And I'd love to say to your spirit right now that wherever you are, it does not have to be your destiny. I'm speaking specifically to someone right now. You hear in your heart where you are meant to be, who you are supposed to be, how you are supposed to be treated. And you know what that looks like. You may not know the specific details, but you have an inkling of light flickering inside of you of what that should move towards. And I ask you to believe that flicker inside of you. Believe it so much that you know that you can actually start choosing your destiny. And when you start to choose your destiny, well, okay, Leah, what does that look like? Choosing your destiny means hearing that whisper, feeling that little sparkle, and then finding one little action that can move you closer to it. Maybe, like for me, it was Googling, right? Googling a manufacturer. That's small. Maybe someone's in a predicament of darkness where they think they can't get out of a situation. Maybe it's looking for a social environment to connect to. Maybe it's listening to this podcast right now to fill your heart with the possibility and light that is destined for you. We are all made for greatness. And I also want to share as I close that every person is special, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what the world or someone in your family or an outside world has told you, you are here because you are special. And you deserve to be treated special and to do special things. Believe that and start to do small little actions. And those small actions will move you toward the greatness that you have to give to this world. And we all, meaning Jenna, myself, Jamie, Vicky, all my lights are here to stand for you, that we'll be the light to shine you out of that darkness.
Wow. Well, your mother had some really good mic drop moments, and I think you have followed very proudly in her footsteps. Leah Valencia Key, where can everybody find you and connect with you and chop your jewelry and get those missions that they can wear? Tell me all the places.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you first, Jenna, from the bottom of my heart, all the way down through my whole entire soul. I love you to pieces, and everyone is listening. Thank you. And I love you. My website to connect, to see my jewelry and get a piece home to unlock your joy and just to inspire your light is www.valenciakey.com. And that's V as in victory, ValenciaKey.com. What I'd love to talk quickly about my website is, I am also the web person. So what I'm trying to do, and so please forgive me when you find typos. I love emails to tell me if you found typos. It helps me. But what my mission to do there is to, even before we get into the jewelry, I pray that there's a word on there that touches your heart. There's light on there that makes you smile and brings joy to your life. So even at the very minimum, just put your email address in that join the love, join the joy moment so I can stay connected to you, because sometimes I get a message in my heart that I know is just not meant for me. Like, keep pushing. The light is there for you. And so I just send that out to my people. It's called a love message that I know someone is needing to hear right now. So I believe that's really beautiful that we can stay connected in that way. And then Instagram is my fun world, and two places to find me on Instagram. If you just to see the jewelry. It's at Valencia Key Design. And on that Instagram, I love showing everybody in every way, gray hair, brown hair, red hair, radiating light. And I always give you a powerful, loving message to inspire you throughout your day. And then if you want to just see my joy and abundance of all the Valencia Key personally, go to at Leah Valencia Key. And that's where you just see me. Like, you see me hanging with all my loves. You see my light. I'll say a good message. I love a video. And then we can just stay connected so we can always inspire each other to keep pursuing the destiny that is meant for us to have.
Well, Miss Leah Valencia Key, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, for sharing your mission and your story and your message. I am so excited for this audience to get to hear your heart and your voice.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. I love you.
There's something so powerful about being in the journey, not pretending like you've arrived, but saying, here's where I'm at. And I am a success, but this is not my destination. And every time Leah speaks, I listen because she infuses that hope and that light that she has within, and she shines what's possible for everyone around her. What a joy and treat this conversation was. I hope you leave today feeling inspired and encouraged and empowered. Make sure to take a minute to go and support Leah Valencia Key. She is one of my favorite people to follow because the voice that you heard today translates to the light that you see wherever she is. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.